If you've got 30 seconds, here's what changed for anyone making content this week. Adam Mosseri just came out and explicitly separated your like rate from your send rate.
Yeah, that was massive.
Right. He essentially made it clear that chasing likes is a dead end if you actually want to reach non-followers.
It's the most important thing creators heard on Wednesday, hands down. I mean, the algorithm just split in two.
Exactly. And on top of that, Meta One officially turned organic reach into a paid product. Plus, we got a new AI tool drop that basically made every royalty-free music library completely obsolete.
It's a lot to process, honestly, but if you run a coaching business or build a personal brand online, you cannot ignore this week's news.
No, you can't. Welcome to the deep dive, everyone. Our mission today is to unpack this single, incredibly chaotic week. We're talking late May to June 1st of 2026. This week fundamentally rewrote the rules of algorithmic reach and content creation.
And our source material for this whole breakdown is The Brief, Weekly Updates, issue number 23 by Brian Mark.
Yeah, it's this highly specific intelligence log tailored right at creators, fitness coaches, and personal brands.
So we aren't going to get bogged down in like enterprise software jargon or data engineering specs. We are focusing on exact tactical workflows.
Right. Workflows you can literally use this week to automate your content creation for near zero cost. Because it's not just about knowing what happened, you know. It's about how you apply it to your own business today.
Yeah, so we have to start with that May 26th update from Instagram head Adam Mosseri. He explicitly stated something that, well, I think creators have suspected for a few months now.
That your like rate and your send rate now have two completely different jobs. Up until now, I feel like everything was just thrown into this generic engagement bucket.
Exactly. A like was good, a comment was good, a share was good. It all just meant engagement.
But the algorithm is no longer treating them as equal, right?
Not at all. Mosseri clarified that your like rate is strictly a retention signal.
Meaning what exactly for a creator?
Meaning, if a post gets a lot of likes, the algorithm just notes that your existing followers are enjoying the content. So it'll keep showing your future posts to those exact same people.
Okay, let's unpack this. It's kind of like running a retail store.
Oh, I like this. Go ahead.
Like, likes are just your regulars walking in and giving you a high five. It's great for morale. It keeps the lights on. But your customer base isn't actually growing.
Yeah, exactly. You're just preaching to the choir.
Right. But DM shares, the send rate, those are those same regulars physically dragging a brand new customer through the front door of your store.
That is the perfect way to visualize it. The send rate is the discovery signal. When a user sends your video in a DM, they are pulling their real-life network into the app. They are keeping two people on the platform instead of just one.
And a platform obviously loves that.
Oh, they reward it heavily. That behavior is what pushes your content to the explore page. And the math on this is wild.
Yeah, the directional metric from InstantDM.com for 2026 puts a real number on it. They found that one single DM share carries roughly 15 times the distribution weight of a single like.
15 times. I mean, think about the strategic pivot that requires. If you are still scripting your videos to make someone double tap, you are actively optimizing to stay exactly where you are.
You're stagnating. You have to engineer the video so the viewer immediately thinks, oh, I have to send this to my workout partner right now.
Exactly. But we need to contextualize this with what happened literally hours after Mosseri's announcement.
Oh, right. The Meta One global launch on May 27th. This changes the entire context of why mastering the DM share is so critical.
It really does, because Meta One essentially turned organic reach into a paid product. They rolled out these new pricing tiers, starting with Instagram Plus at $3.99 a month.
Which unlocks story rewatch counts.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, as a fitness coach trying to identify warm leads, knowing exactly who watched your story four times is insane analytics for $4.
Yeah, for lead gen, it's a no-brainer. But the real shockwave is the advanced tier.
The $50 one.
Yeah, $49.99 a month. They are testing this right now in markets like Saudi Arabia, Morocco, Thailand, and Bangladesh. And they are openly selling higher feed placement.
They are literally giving your reels a bold follow button and automatically sending follow invitations to engaged users just because you paid $50.
Yep. Pay to grow is no longer this, like, gray market hack. It is a literal product feature you buy from Meta.
Okay, but hold on. If organic reach is basically being paywalled at $50 a month, isn't chasing these DM sends just a temporary band-aid? Like, aren't we just exhausting ourselves until the platform decides to charge us for DMs too?
I get why it feels that way, but mastering the send rate is actually the only free lever you have left to compete against that $50 tier.
How so?
Because when the algorithm decides between showing a user a piece of unpaid content versus paid content, the only thing that wins out over ad spend is session time.
Keeping people on the app.
Exactly. If your content proves it can keep users on the app longer by triggering those DM conversations, the algorithm will prioritize it over a paid post. So you either engineer shareability or you will be forced to pay to play. There's no middle ground anymore.
Wow. Okay. So since we know sends are the ultimate growth metric, the next logical step is, how do we actually engineer a piece of content that forces someone to share it?
Right, the mechanics. It all starts in the first 3 seconds, and the benchmarks listed in the brief are pretty ruthless.
Yeah, you need a 60% or higher hold weight at the 3-second mark.
Which is tough. But why is the algorithm so aggressive with that specific timestamp?
Because 3 seconds is the threshold that differentiates an active viewer from someone who is just passively thumb scrolling on the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. If they stay past 3 seconds, the platform logs it as a conscious decision to consume your content.
So how do you hit that 60% benchmark? The brief shares some really specific tactics.
Yeah, using specific numbers in your hook delivers a 37% increase in completion rate. And using verbal and visual pattern interrupts boosts retention by 47%.
A pattern interrupt, meaning like a sudden zoom or text dropping onto the screen exactly on a hard consonant sound when you speak.
Right. So instead of starting with a generic, here's a great glute workout, which completely tanks your retention, you use a mistake call-out format.
Like starting mid-movement, dropping the weights on the floor, and saying the number 82 mistake people make doing Romanian deadlifts.
Yes. The specificity of the number 82, plus the visual interrupt of dropping the weights and the implication that the viewer is making a mistake, it forces them to stop scrolling.
Okay, so you've hooked them. They're watching past 3 seconds. But then there's the caption SEO. The rules here have tightened up significantly.
Oh, massively. You must front load your primary keyword in the first 125 characters.
Because that's the string the system indexes first before the read more truncation happens.
Exactly. And the overall length is getting shorter, too. The sweet spot is now between 138 to 150 characters for maximizing the like rate.
Which we know is still vital for retention, even if it doesn't drive discovery. But the biggest shift in the caption is definitely the hashtag penalty.
Yeah, the days of stuffing 30 hashtags into the first comment are totally dead. The platform has strictly enforced a hard limit of 5 hashtags since December 2025.
Wait, so adding a 6th hashtag actually hurts you?
It dilutes the algorithmic confidence, it confuses the categorization engine, and you risk being flagged as spam. 5 hyper-relevant tags. That is the hard ceiling.
Okay, so we've hooked them, we've injected the caption perfectly, now we have to drive the actual conversion. And the brief makes it explicitly clear that relying on a link in bio is a massive mistake.
It creates way too much friction. The data shows that link in bio calls to action only convert at 2 to 5% now.
I mean, think about the user journey. They have to stop your video, navigate to your profile, tap a third-party link tree.
Wait for a mobile browser to load. Type in their email address.
Right. They've completely left the ecosystem. Instagram hates that. And honestly, the user hates it too.
Which is why comment keyword DM triggers are completely replacing the bio link. When a creator says, comment the word GLDs and I'll DM you the workout plan, the trigger rate jumps to between 12 and 18%.
And the open rates on those automated DMs are hovering at 80 to 90%.
It's crazy high. You are using tools like Inro, CreatorFlow, or ManyChat to instantly move a prospect from a public, low-intent comment section into a private, high-intent inbox.
So what does this all mean for the viewer, though? I have to ask. Uh-huh. If every single creator starts shouting specific numbers and forcing people to comment a keyword just to get basic info, won't audiences just get total fatigue and stop engaging entirely?
It's a fair question, and consumer fatigue is real. But human psychology always defaults to the path of least resistance. Typing a single word into a comment box is a micro-commitment. It requires almost zero cognitive load compared to navigating a web funnel. Yes, the tactic is highly visible right now, but it continues to yield an 80% open rate because it delivers the value directly to the user on their terms, right inside the native interface.
It's frictionless delivery. But you know, having a flawless DM funnel doesn't matter at all if you're funneling the wrong people. If the algorithm doesn't know exactly who your target audience is, your video just dies in the feed anyway.
Which brings us to how profiles are being categorized. This is exactly why Meta launched the new interest tags test on May 26th.
This was a huge update for cold matching.
Yeah, they are allowing users to pin up to 5 specific interest topics directly to their profile. And this isn't just a visual update for visitors. This metadata feeds directly into the recommendation algorithm.
So when the algorithm tries to find a new host for that sneeze we talked about earlier, that DM share, it looks at those 5 tags to calculate a confidence score.
Right. So if you are a fitness coach and your bio just vaguely says health and wellness, the system doesn't know what to do with you.
Health and wellness is just way too broad.
Way too broad. The system will not risk serving your video to a cold audience because it can't guarantee retention. You will lose every single time to the creator who uses hyper-specific tags like glute hypertrophy plus perimenopause training.
Because those tags give the algorithm exact matching criteria to pair your content with a user's established watch history.
Exactly. It forces you to pick a highly specialized lane.
And the platforms aren't just enforcing specialization, they are ruthlessly enforcing originality. We finally have the 30-day data from the originality crackdown that started back on April 30th.
Oh yeah, the landscape for aggregator accounts has been absolutely decimated. Accounts that just curate and repost viral clips are seeing 60 to 80% drops in reach.
60 to 80%, that's a death sentence for those pages.
It really is. The algorithm now identifies the primary source of a video and actively suppresses any subsequent uploads.
So if you're a fitness coach who relies on, say, reacting to other people's gym, fails to fill out your content calendar, the platform now just views you as spam.
Yep. 10 reposts in a 30-day window equals total invisibility on the Explore page.
And the brief is very clear about what actually counts as original. Slapping your watermark on a downloaded video, or adding a little border, or typing a credit in the caption that does not bypass the filter anymore.
Not at all. The system analyzes the pixel data and the audio footprint. If it isn't a net new creation, it gets buried.
But the upside is that original creators are seeing a massive benefit from this, right?
Oh, huge. Originals are seeing 40 to 60% lifts in distribution because the feed has finally been cleared of all that aggregated noise.
Okay, so let's summarize the demands being placed on the solo creator right now. You have to pick a hyper-specific niche. You have to produce 100% original content. You have to hit a 60% retention rate at the 3-second mark. And you have to engineer psychological triggers to force a DM share.
It sounds exhausting when you list it out like that.
It sounds like a fast track to severe burnout. How does a solo creator keep up with all of this without a full production team?
Well, this is where the timing of this week's news is actually incredible. The exact same week the platforms tightened the rules, the AI tool stack dropped massive updates that specifically solved this production bottleneck.
Okay, let's get into the low-cost AI production pipeline. Because the friction of creating high-quality original content just dropped in year zero.
It really did. The audio workflow update alone is staggering. 11 Labs launched Music V2 on May 26th.
And the big deal here is the licensing, right? Because previous AI music generators have been plagued by copyright issues and massive lawsuits from record labels.
Exactly. 11 Labs Music V2 is trained entirely on licensed data, meaning every single track you generate is commercially cleared. You never have to worry about a sync license or a platform takedown again.
But it's not just a basic royalty-free track generator. You can do section-by-section inpainting.
Yeah, the workflow is insane. Think about a coach editing a workout reel. You prompt the AI to create a 30-second high-energy gym track, but you know that at exactly second 15 of your video, you drop the barbell and transition to a new exercise.
So you need the music to shift right at that moment.
Right. You literally tell the AI, at 15 seconds, insert a heavy tempo lift and change the genre to bass heavy electronic, and it restructures the architecture of the track around your specific timestamps.
You generate it, download it, and drop it under a reel in 4 minutes. No searching audio libraries for hours.
4 minutes. And the visual side is experiencing the exact same reduction in friction. CapCut and Gemini announced this massive partnership.
Yeah, type your edits inside Gemini. And the huge news is that Gemini OmniFlash is rolling out for free on YouTube Shorts.
Free! It allows creators to generate and edit video directly from text or audio prompts. Combine that with generative video models like VO 3.1 Leet, and you have a near zero-cost video pipeline.
And for coaches relying on carousel posts on Instagram, The brief mentions a tool called Krea 2. It generates consistent face carousel art for pennies. We're talking 3 cents an image.
3 cents. The cost and time barriers to high-fidelity visual production have been completely removed.
Here is where it gets really interesting to me. It's a fundamental shift in the job description of a creator.
How so?
Well, for the last 5 years, editing meant you were basically a bricklayer. You had to manually lay every single brick on a timeline, cutting the clip, finding the music, nudging the audio frame by frame to match the beat, color correcting the shadows.
It was pure manual labor.
Exactly. But now, with CapCut and Gemini, you are the architect. You just hand the blueprints to the AI and say, build it.
I love that analogy. And because the AI is handling the manual labor, it frees up your cognitive capacity to focus purely on the strategy. You can spend your time figuring out the exact psychological hook that forces a DM share, or identifying the 5 interest tags that will perfectly trigger the cold matching algorithm.
So let's wrap this up and lock in the core workflow you need to apply to your business this week based on this intel. First, audit your profile immediately. Pin your 5 specific interest tags and eliminate any vague terminology like health and wellness.
Second, stop writing hooks designed to get a double tap. Engineer your content so the viewer has an overwhelming urge to send it to a friend in a DM.
Third, rely on comment to DM funnels instead of bio links. Eliminate that friction and move your audience into a private inbox where conversion rates are exponentially higher.
And finally, use tools like 11labs V2 and Gemini to lower the friction of creating original content. Be the architect, not the bricklayer.
It is a radically different landscape than it was a week ago.
Yeah.
But the mechanics of how to win are highly predictable if you just follow the data.
Absolutely. But before we go, there is one final piece of intel in the brief that we need to look at because it points to an even bigger shift on the horizon.
Oh, you're talking about the Apple WWDC leaks.
Yeah. WWDC is landing on June 8th, which is just a week away.
Right. And the major leaks point to a standalone Siri running on a massive custom 1.2 trillion parameter Gemini model.
If that materializes, it fundamentally alters how information is indexed and consumed on a mobile device.
I really want you to think about what this means for your content moving forward. If a super-powered generative AI agent lives right on the lock screen of a billion iPhones, users are going to stop opening apps to search for answers.
Yeah, a user is just going to ask Siri, what's a good 14-day glute routine for someone with bad knees? And Siri will synthesize the answer instantly.
Exactly. So the question is, how long before we aren't just optimizing our content to be shared in DMs, but optimizing it so that the AI itself quotes us as the primary source? What does SEO even look like when the audience isn't scrolling a feed, but talking directly to their operating system?
It's a wild thought. The algorithm didn't just split this week. The entire board is getting reset.
It really is. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Take these tactics, update those interest tags, and go engineer your next DM share. We'll see you next time.